Good evening. My name is Dick Gass. I live at Point Rail, just like this one gentleman over here. He only lives about two doors from me. I came to the meeting, the other zoning meeting you had last time, and as you'll recall, someone sent you some pictures. That's what I want to talk to you about. I look up at the same bluff as my neighbor does. When I look up there, when they tore all those trees down and cleaned that lot up there, they took and pushed all the trees off the cliff. And that's what we're looking at up there. A bunch of stumps and big trees, and we look up there at that beautiful bluff, and it looks like a county dump yard. And I complained about it to you folks last time. I'm going to continue to plan. And what I'd like to see done, if when you vote on this, the first thing you have to vote on, anybody that develops that lot, they must clean that lot off and get all that trash off of it. We're sick and tired of looking up there at a bunch of trash. We've been looking at it for almost a year now. It's pathetic. And I don't think any one of you that live there would like looking at that any more than you would like it in your own yard. It's pathetic. I don't have too much to blame on the new owner. From what I understand, and I could be wrong, he bought it from somebody. They had already cleaned that lot and pushed all that junk over the cliff. It looks like, I can't believe it. It looks terrible. I wish you'd look at those pictures that we sent you. And I think you have the power. You'll have to tell them where they have the power to say whoever develops that lot must clean that lot off before they develop it. I think these people have the power, the planning and zoning, to make that restriction. And that's what I'm here to ask for. We've got to clean that mess off. It's pathetic. It should have never been done. I don't know how it ever got done. I don't have anything else to say about what they build up there. You've already heard some, and I'm sure you've had some letters. We've got one neighbor that sent a letter to you. I know that. And I think you have some film sent to you. What a mess that place is up there. It's pathetic. And we have 945 owners in Point Royal that look up there and see that. Now, that's not right, and it should be taken care of. Thank you very much.
Thank you. One thing I want to mention, once your case is heard, you're okay to go ahead and leave if you want. We've got people out in the hallway that aren't able to sit. So you can stay if you want, but you're not required to. And that way we might be able to get a few more people in here. Thank you. So since we don't have the applicant, do we have any discussion amongst ourselves? The concern of, you know, I feel for the community and the clear cutting that happened on the backside, but I don't know from a land use standpoint if, because he's not developing anywhere close to where all that stuff is at, correct? But he owns the property to.
The parcel land we're dealing with, somewhere close to it, but it is his property.
Well, who was supposed to clean up?
He said.
I haven't been by there.
Yeah, I think.
I haven't been by there to see, but.
Sounds like.
I think he's, from my conversation with him, he's holding off to see if he gets approval because his bid came in over $100,000 to go down that hillside and try to get it back up. It's going to have to be
wished. I think he mentioned to him that.
I mean, if we approved it, we can back out a portion of the CUP.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who would determine if it gets done properly?
I think that'd fall on my shoulders.
Well,
much of a winter, but winter wouldn't have a lot of play to clean that up on a messy slope, as bad as that steep as that is.
So can we do the vote with that condition?
Oh, yeah. You can put your, it's a CUP. You can put whatever stipulation you feel you need. If they're concerned about light, address that.
We did that last time.
Yeah. Set a standard. Make sure there's lights are off by a certain time. Make sure they don't direct into houses. You could do a noise ordinance. It's conditional. Whatever you guys want to place on that, we could make that the restriction for the property.
What are your limitations on responsibility on lighting?
I would think that if it aggravated your neighbor and you could put in a complaint.
That's the way it's
written. What's that?
I don't think that's the way it's written up.
We don't have a site plan sort of showing where parking's at and all that?
No, not really. I'd say parking will be up here towards the front according to this photo, but I don't have an engineered set of plans yet.
I'm sure he doesn't either. I mean, as far as the location, he's tucking it as close to the highway and up in that corner over. If anyone would be concerned, it seems like it would be the neighbor to the left of him, which is not here.
It's going to be, I think, in this area. Jack is spec with him quite a bit.
Yeah, I actually thought it was. He had a fairly small parking lot there, too. I think it's, 200 by 200 or something. But right in that area, just be kind of the eastward, on the east side of that.
Of the building?
Use, yeah.
Any other comments, discussion, concerns?
I think we're wading in deeper water when we're doing all this without that opposing factor even being here, myself. We've never done it in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, because the commitment to go down there and clean that up is a substantial, a huge financial commitment. He's not able to do it.
I'm not mistaken, that what was done over there was a storm by Mother Nature. It got all up and down Tanny Cone with it here. I mean, it'd be easy to go down there and see whether they're blown over or sawed over.
Could be some of them.
I think you're going to find a lot of them are blown over.
Yeah, it is too bad what they did to that property. Well, anyhow, I think we need to make a decision. We either vote it up or down, or we vote to table it. And, you know, we've heard the public, and we're concerned about the, you know, his commitment to cleaning up the lot. It sounds like he got a bid for that, and that we table it till next month, or vote it up or down. If we voted up or down, that would really delay his time frame, right? He would sort of have to go to Board of Adjustments and...
But, I mean,
or not
I almost
do
think
that.
If you don't table it and you can't get, you know, verbal from
you
him that he's going to
get an answer sooner or later.
Meet these requirements, and I would want that if I was you guys. Like, we want this, this, and this. Do we have an agreement?
We can't arbitrarily sit up here and tell somebody that's not here they're going to have to spend $100,000.
Correct.
That's what I'm trying to say. You know, table it.
Yeah. You want to make that motion?
Yeah. Can I say something first to make everybody mad?
Come on, George.
Sure. I appreciate everybody. You know, this guy wants to do this, and we don't want that. And I understand, did somebody say there was 945 owners in Port Royal? Well, 50 years ago, there was a bunch of people on Iowa Colony Road on that bluff and looked at a big forest down there, and I deer hunted on that. And it was a nice big forest and everything. Now there's 945 houses down there. Change happens.
I used to go fishing along the river down there on a flatbed truck.
You know, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And that's all the people I'll make mad at me today. And I make a motion that we table this until we hear from the
owner. Second.
Got a motion, second. Any further discussion?
Praise the Lord.
All right. All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion to table the application is approved.
we'll push it to next month.
So will the public need to come back? Will the public come back?
You'll have the option too. I mean, we've heard you guys twice, so we know the concerns, but absolutely, you have the right to come back for the public hearing. It's whatever you know, we've seen the photos and all of that kind of good stuff. But again, it wasn't him that did all that, so.
So table means this won't go to the commission or will it go to the commission?
This one doesn't. It's a CUP. We make the final decision on CUP. So it's not a rezone. So it would be next month at the Planning Commission. If he can attend and be here and all that kind of good stuff. All right, let's move on. We've got our second CUP. 2026-006.
Yes. Okay, so property owner Bill Schaefer, representative is Nicholas Schaefer. Location is 287 Briggs Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri, Jasper Township, Section 16, Township 24, Range 21, the request. Schaefer Trust is seeking Planning Commission approval for conditional use permit for a single family home for nightly rental located at 287 Briggs Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri. Parcel number 05-5.0-16-000-000-008.000. This property is zoned A1. As per the assessor, it's 9.79 acres in size. That is going to change most likely. For water, it has well. It has septic for wastewater. And with that, let me show you where it's at. All right, so if you take 65 up here and hit 176 and you're kind of, you know, coming back through towards Round Mountain, you know, Walnut Shade, it's right there by the fire department there. They have a road and that's Briggs. It cuts down back towards the south. A little closer, there's the off-ramp off 65 to come through. There's the fire department's little thing, and then you access this road, Briggs. Subject property is right here. The parcel right now is larger than it's going to be. I can show you how that's going to look if you guys approve this. So the applicant that's going to be the nightly rental representative and also oversee it lives actually right next door to it. So they're right here. But the house that they're looking to do is this one right here. And I spoke with their surveyor. And the only requirements I really need is I need a two-acre lot. So I told them to create a lot here, come over here, cut this, get me 2 acres here, and then I think this is legal non-conforming, so we'd have to kick it down into another lot. What I'm trying to say is it's doable. It's very doable. So with that, I'll kind of show you where you're at. So the front up here is RR1, and as you go down the road, it's A1, so the property sits in A1. That's why they're here for their conditional use. Like I said, here's that property split where I said that property has to move down into something else. So they'll create another lot. It'll all work out if you guys approve it as far as lotting subdivision. Little topographic photo here. You can see the home. I tried to get a little curvature. It didn't work out well. Here's the representative's home. They're right next door. They also own everything across the street, too. There's a home. I took that today. That's looking to the south out of the driveway to the home. That's looking back towards the north out of the driveway. And with that, I'll have Mr. Schaefer come up and address the board.
My name is Nick Schaefer. I am Bill Schaefer's son. He passed away a couple months ago, and I have inherited